Michelle, MICHELLE, Gleason, GLEASON, 11-21-75. Chest complaint, abdominal pain number 2, vaginal itching number 3. Elbow pain number 4, leg pain number 5, leg swelling number 6, my blood sugars are out of control number 7, dizziness number 8, I'm tired all the time number 9, my husband lost her insurance so we haven't been taking my medication the right way number 11, my last A1C was over 10. Patient is a 46-year-old woman with lots of stress in her life. Her husband lost her job. Now he's got a different job. Her insurance just kicked in, so she got her medication filled. She's been out of medication for some time. She also has symptoms of urinary tract infection or vaginal yeast infection with lower abdominal pain. Her urinalysis today is negative, except for lots of sugar in the urine with a high A1C. Patient says that whenever she has her medication, she doesn't take her medication on a regular basis. She's the caregiver for or has primary custody of her nephew, who's 5 years old and has been expelled from kindergarten a few times. He has issues with throwing temper tantrum and hurting himself even at such a young age, which has put a huge burden on the family, period. The paragraph she's had... She's in no seizure or convulsions, negative heme, negative allergy, negative hematologic. Period. Allergy, non-immunization, no COVID immunization. Medication, she's been off medication off and on. Whenever she has them, she doesn't take them on a regular basis. That includes naproxen, PRN, Januvia, 100 milligram once a day. Glipramide, GLIMPRIDE, 4 milligrams twice a day. Lyrica, 75 BID, vitamin D, 50,000 units once a day. Inhaler, PRN, medical problems, diabetes, asthma, arthritis, DJD, neuropathy, surgical issue, oral surgery, kidney stone, family history, no coronary artery disease, no positive for coronary artery disease. Mom died of a heart attack, dad died of lung cancer, no cancer reported, no diabetes or high blood pressure. Eye exam is up to date. Maintenance exam, colonoscopy is coming up in a couple of years. Mammogram is due. Hasn't had one for 2 years. Allergy, no drug allergy. She weighs 173 pounds compared to before. Compared to before, she has lost about 7 pounds, most likely because of her abnormal blood sugars and diuresis. Lost 10 pounds, period. Mammogram has been ordered. Patient vitals, 173, 98, 98.4, 16, 87, 154 over 81. Heart positives, 1 positives, 2 lungs, are clear, abdomen soft, next to TVDC shows the restaurant, mucosal condition, logical non-focal. Your analysis shows lots of sugar, negative nitrates, negative leukocytes. Number 1, vaginal yeast infection. Number 2, add diflucan. Number 3, needs yearly mammogram. Number 4, diflucan, 150 milligrams for 3 days. Number 5, diabetes out of control. Number 6, long discussion with patient regarding use of medication the right way. Number 7, family history of stroke. Number 8, carotid ultrasound has not changed much since 2 years ago. Number 9, there's a thyroid cyst present but very small. See report. Number 11, vertigo. Next number is recheck thyroid in 3 months. Next number is lower extremity edema. No DVT or PVD noted. Next number is shoulder pain, most likely related to taking care of a 5-year-old who throws temper tantrum, hurts himself and others. Next number, must find a psychiatrist to see her this child as soon as possible because it's causing a lot of health problems and other problems in her life. Next number, we'll discuss this at length. Next one is abdominal pain related to issues of stress. I see no gallstones. Next one is patient does have a fatty liver. Next one is no evidence of kidney stone noted with history of kidney stone in the past that she was concerned about. Next one is finally discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, will call me with blood sugar readings next week. Next number, patient has a regular doctor who checks her A1C and is going to have an A1C checked in 3 months. Next number is eye exam is up to date. Next one is mammogram has been ordered. Thank you.